Hello. I'm Chris of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Now, for quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Now, before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely? Thank you very much. Now, in which state do you currently live?
California.
Thank you. And in which county in California do you currently live?
Fresno.
Thank you very much. Now, of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get almost all or almost all calls on a cell phone? Some on a cell phone and some on a regular phone, or all or almost all calls on a regular home phone?
Cell phone.
Thank you very much. And are you registered to vote in California?
Yes.
Thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Thank you. Now, just to ensure that we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
02.
02?
Yep.
Thank you very much. And let me just check. And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, or American Indian or Alaska Native?
Too mixed to give a perfect explanation.
So how should I record your answer based on the list?
Just put Mexican.
Well, we do have Hispanic or Latino only.
Hispanic, Latino, then I don't know. I don't pay attention to what people grade me as.
That's fine. Now, what is the last grade that you completed in school?
12th grade and then continuing my education currently.
Okay, thank you. And getting started, first, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Neither.
Oh, well, the options that we have is strongly approve, somewhat approve. Somewhat approve. Thank you. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Then we have, and if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Democratic.
Thank you. Next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. The first one is Joanna Garcia Rose.
No idea. I've never looked too much into our local politicians. Okay. The only one I do know of is Jose Flores, and he was the mayor of Clovis, and that's because of personal relationship with him.
Okay, so how should I record your answer for Joanna Garcia Rose? Never heard of or no opinion?
No opinion.
Thank you. Then we have Esmeralda Soria.
No opinion.
Then we have Donald Trump.
No. Yeah.
And between favorable and unfavorable, how should I record your answer?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Then we have Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris is somewhat favorable. Trump wasted fucking $40 million on two boats that don't even work.
Yes. And now, for Kamala
Harris, keep up with our military contract, so.
Okay. And now for Kamala Harris, the only options that we have is favorable or unfavorable.
Favorable.
Thank you. Now moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? Is it climate change, jobs and the economy, abortion, education, homelessness, taxes, inflation and the cost of living, healthcare, border security, or crime and public safety?
Healthcare.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested and 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for U.S. For president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
10.
Thank you. Next, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Harris.
Thank you. And if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor and mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member?
It's the second one, Esmeralda.
The second. And would you say you are definitely voting for or probably voting for Esmeralda?
Probably. I haven't looked into any policies yet. I will do that this week anyways.
Thank you. Now moving on, would you say the economy is headed in the right direction or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
We are on the wrong track, most definitely, from a financial standpoint.
Thank you. Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has decreased, increased, or stayed the same?
Severely increased.
Thank you. And on a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
No. Not to my recollection.
And although you have never voted for a Republican candidate before, would you consider voting for a Republican this year?
Depends on the policies in place that they want to enact.
Mm-hmm. So the only options that we have is yes or no. It will depend where
no.
you vote. Okay. Thank you. Now, next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each, please tell me whether whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. The first one is, as a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong.
Yes, that is. I do love investigations.
Thank you. Now, for this one, we do have a scale. We have, does it make you, hearing the statement, does it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference on your voting for Joanna Garcia Rose?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Then we have, Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Then we have, to make Florida more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Then we have, Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and one strike left in prison for four sexual predators who molest children.
Oh, yeah, more likely, yeah.
And is that somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. And last we have, in the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office.
Oh, yeah, much more likely.
Thank you very much. Now that you've heard some information, let me ask you again. If the election for State Assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican auditor and mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat State Assembly member?
Joanna Garcia.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for State Assembly. But before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have, this is the last section of the survey, and then we go to some demographic questions. And we'll be finished. Now, the first one is, Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go towards negative campaign ads and, or even some of Soria's personal expenses. Hearing this statement, does it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference in your voting?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Then we have politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with.
Less likely.
And is that somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Then we have, while families struggle to fill their groceries carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegal hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits.
It was illegal?
Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits.
Ooh, that's a hard one. Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. Then we have Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on valid residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise.
Yeah, very much less likely.
Thank you. And is that much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay, thank you. Now, second to last statement is, Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that would raise taxes and Medicare as we know it and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance.
Much less likely.
Thank you. And the last statement is, Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it.
Less likely.
Thank you very much.
Less likely.
Thank you. Now that you've heard more information, let me ask you one last time. If the election for State Assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote?
Joanna
Garcia. Okay, thank you. And now, we just have a few questions for statistical purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
I am currently a Democrat. Oh, I can't even remember. It's been a while since I registered. I think it's Democratic.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Very strong.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Liberal.
And would you call yourself somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Very liberal.
Thank you. Next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-life or pro-choice?
Pro-choice.
Thank you.
You don't need to be like Romanian in the 90s.
Thank you. Now, some people feel so strongly about that, about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position of abortion?
I would vote based on it. I believe in human rights.
We do have a yes, you would, or no, you would not. How should
yes,
I record
I
your would. Answer? Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I voted with Biden.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day. We really appreciate
you
it.
You too.
Thank you.